You are listening pretty late on the Patty V Show. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. And if you hear a little bit of giddiness in my voice, it's because one of my favorite people on the planet is on the line with us. And one of the most remarkable personalities in television history who really changed the way we watch late night television, I think. He broke through a wall of Johnny Carson because nobody had come close to even taking him down a notch. And Arsenio Hall did that. Arsenio Hall is going to be at Zany's in Rosemont this weekend. And you really do. I think that your place in TV history, I mean, all the things that people know you for, I think that's one of the most remarkable things. And did you ever see that coming when you were going through the process of developing your talk show?
First of all, I want to say that with all the things I've done, the thing that makes me happiest is when I can put a smile in Patty's voice. that made me happy. I'm glad that Chicago knows it's not a new vape pipe or something. It's me, y'all.
It is. It's Arsenio Hall. Well, and I told you this last time. You helped change my life because you brought a diversity to late night television. And not the knock against Johnny Carson. I mean, that was my thing, too. I stayed up late to watch his show. But when you had comics on that nobody else was featuring, in particular, I've told you this before, Margaret Cho was a big inspiration. Oh, yeah. And you were the one that introduced me to her. So I am eternally grateful to you. And my parents are still angry at you for inspiring me to drop out of grad school.
Hey, I've been blessed because, you know, sometimes in this business that we're in, it's all about getting papered up and doing for yourself and being famous and rich. And I've had the additional pleasure of touching other people. And I think there are many quotes that we've heard, but the true key to happiness and life and success is being able to affect others and be a place for others to speak and get their stuff on. And that's what I've been able to do. When I look sometimes, there was a clip on the internet the other day of me introducing Bruno Mars when he was 6 years old.
Oh.
He did an Elvis impression on my show. I mean, stuff like that, that's more than personal wealth and fame. I've been able to help other people and touch other lives in different ways, including people like yourself in terrestrial radio and doing other things. So it's been a blessing. I mean, when I came back and did the reboot, as hard as it was to come back and do something that only works for a year, I got to do the last late night Prince interview and,
yes,
and talk to him about making breakfast and all kind of fun things. My life is perfect. I wouldn't change a thing.
What do you remember most from that interview that you did with Prince? Obviously no one knows when the last time is we're going to see somebody or interview them or have an opportunity to bring such a talented human being back into the homes, of so many of his fans. What do you remember the most from that interview?
Oh, gosh. Let me do it in threes because he's so amazing. Three things I do remember. One was how he came and took over, just like the old days, but not some narcissist or egomaniac moron taking over. This guy, he knows everything. He's the guy that knows every instrument, every board, audio. I sat and watched him. He wanted to come and listen to the mix when he finished, and he sat with the audio guy and actually gave the audio guy some hints that were really smart hints. And he's just an amazing guy. He wanted certain decor, and he brought in 100 people to help him.
What?
He's just an amazing guy. And the one thing I remember is his call saying, "I'm going to do anything you want to do there. I saw you in the audience a couple nights ago. If you want to go in the audience, let's do that."
Ooh.
And it was incredible. I remember redialing on his phone, and somebody answered, "Hello, this is Mike." I'm like, this is Prince's phone. No, Prince don't have no phone. Do you know, when I finally talked to him, I said, "Prince, you don't have a phone?" He says, "No." He says, "It's one of those things where everyone around me always has one." Nothing's cooler than that, Daddy.
Yes.
To not have a phone because everybody around you has a phone.
Oh my God.
But we had such a great time, and he played and talked the whole hour. And he sent me a gift because I always tease him. Back in the day, I used to host the TV Awards. And I always teased him about those pants, those yellow pants he wore with no butt in them.
Yeah, the buttless pants, the yellow ones with the flared leg. Yep, I remember.
Buttless Minneapolis chaps or something. I always teased him about that back in the day. And I thought he had forgotten. But Prince has a sense of humor, and he never lets anything go. He had a suit made for me. I told him, I said, "Yo, the new gear is nice." And he says, "Yeah, I have a tailor who does a great job." And He sent me a suit.
Ooh.
So, Patty, I look at it. You unzip it. You look. You say, oh, that's amazing. You zip it back up and you put it in the closet.
Sure.
I'm not going to wear it because Prince sent it to me. I'm going to keep it forever. But one day my housekeeper said, did you take it all the way out? And I said, no. Take it all the way out. I took it all the way out, turned it around. Patty, no ass anywhere in the pants. No back in the jacket.
Wait, what? There was no back in the jacket.
The funniest looking suit you've ever seen.
What was she doing looking at your suits? I mean, you know, she wants to make sure everything's orderly in your closet, but is she going through and checking if you got butts on your pants?
Well, I think, you know.
She was curious.
Eventually it comes out of the bag and it goes in the closet, and I guess that's how she saw it.
That's fantastic.
You know, when she put it with my memorabilia, I got some cool stuff in my house that I saved.
Oh, man, I believe it. And here's the thing. You had Prince on, who's already bigger than life. And the great thing about your show and your interview style is that you also, because you have such great energy, you made everyone just shine on your show. It was never to overpower them, to be bigger than them. It was to make them really come, you know, be their best selves for an audience of millions.
Or try to make a president.
Yes, and that was a remarkable moment, too. I did not know until I heard you talk about this. I don't know if it was last time, about whose idea that was to have him play the saxophone on your show.
Yeah, it was actually Hillary's idea. I didn't find that out until recently in a documentary, but it was her idea, and it's amazing that she comes up with such great ideas in a campaign but can't come up with any when it's time for her to run.
Right.
Hillary loses against everybody. Barack Obama, Donald Trump, Daffy Duck, you name it. And you know what's cool about my experiences is when I'm on stage doing stand-up, a lot of stuff comes from a place where other comics can't bring it.
Nope.
Because I know Hillary Clinton. I know Donald Trump. I was on Celebrity Apprentice. You know, I actually won Celebrity Apprentice. I was the first black celebrity to win. I'm the Jackie Robinson of Celebrity Apprentice, which means absolutely nothing. But
it means something. It means something. You see how these people are getting fired left and right in the White House, and you made it all. You made it to the top.
Well, in television.
Yes, I'm just saying.
In television, I succeeded, but I didn't get invited by Kim Jong-un to North Korea. Dennis Rodman didn't win Apprentice, and he got invited.
Fair enough.
Visit. He's the first American. Trump's going to be the second person to go. And I don't know what your politics are, but I'm so nervous every morning, and I know Donald Trump. Every morning I wake up, I'm nervous. But, you know, I knew Hillary Clinton. I wasn't a Hillary Clinton fan. I'm a Republican. I don't trust no politician. When I look at Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, it's like asking me who my favorite Menendez brother is. I didn't know who to vote for, and I knew them both.
You're both creepy. You're both freaking me out. Do you wake up every morning and, like, do you look at your phone right away? Because I look at my phone and think, what now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, when you wake up, sometimes you don't even know what it's about. Like,
no.
I remember the morning waking up and seeing the word Stormy Daniels.
Yep.
I couldn't even imagine what the news was going to be about. It was something about, and you know what, thank goodness that Stormy, first of all, I met Melania, and she's such a nice lady. So bad for her.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Because, you know, why are you going to mess with a porno star when you have this gorgeous, lovely, elegant wife? A porno star?
Mm-hmm.
Stormy Daniels? At least John Kennedy messed around with Marilyn Monroe. You know? At least mess around with somebody whose movie we watch all the way through.
Are you saying, why don't you mess around with somebody everybody wants to be with? not somebody
movie,
who everyone's been with?
Somebody whose movie we watch all the way through.
Yeah.
Now, you know you ain't never seen a porno film all the way through.
I don't know what you're accusing
me
of.
You didn't see The Witches of Brestwick till it said the end.
That's right. No,
by the way, that's Stormy's biggest movie. That's Stormy's biggest movie.
I had no idea. Now I got people are going to be able to look that up. See, that's the thing. I believe me, when I saw the Chiron porn star sues president, I'm like, nope, we're living in different times. These are different times. What is the reaction you're getting from the audience, like, one-on-one? Because do you get a chance to talk to people before or after a show? Because they must just be so thrilled to get to have an intimate comedy experience with you at places like Zany's and Rosemont.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of fun, and I go to different places, and it's so important to meet different people. The politics and the culture in Florida is different than Portland. And
oh, yeah.
I used to hate to fly. I'm still not crazy about flying, but there was a time when I hated to fly, so I never traveled that much. I tried to make my living by design, in Hollywood. And recently, when I did this, because I just wanted to see the country, and I had put together an hour working in local clubs here, and I said, I'm going to do something. Actually, when I used to go on the road, I would open for people. Like, I would be the opening act for Aretha Franklin in my limited time on the road as a stand-up, and people didn't know who I was. So, Patty, they would see a sign that says Aretha Franklin, and they would think Arsenio Hall is where the show was going to be at. You know, they would think it was the venue.
So how do I find Arsenio Hall? Also,
yeah, it's at Arsenio Hall. So I'm out for the first time with people knowing who I am.
Yeah.
And you know what? After you do stand up for such a long time, it just becomes this wonderful craft that you take pride in. And I'm having a great time traveling around, finding out different people are laughing at. Because, you know, I never do the same show every night. I don't know how you can do the same show in New York City that you do in Bremerton, Washington. You know, I read about the place I'm at. I usually try to start off talking about the place I'm in, and then I work my way and feel an audience out. I'm like a piano player sitting next to, you know, Blue Blay or somebody, you know,
sure.
Just rolling with a singer wherever they go. And I play the audience like that.
That's
and I'm
so
having
smart.
A lot of fun. I hope people come out to Zanies in Rosemont.
Zanies in Rosemont. Everyone can go to Zanies in Rosemont. Zanies.com is the website. Then you'll be able to click on the site for Rosemont. It's all the clubs are listed there. But Rosemont obviously is one of the premier comedy clubs in the country. And opening for you this weekend is the one and only Rena Kalm, whom I absolutely adore. And you guys are so great together.
We have worked together before.
In Indiana, and, I saw the photos.
She's amazing. She's amazing. She's smart. I love a smart comic because we get enough of the other, and she is just as smart as the day is long.
Absolutely. What a great combo. And I know that you're not quite in Chicago, and it's probably for the best, by the way, that you're not here. I don't know if you know this, but we got snow last night.
Yeah. That's the other thing I did when I checked news this morning. Looked at my phone to see what the weather was in Wilmette.
That's a good barometer right there, is to find out what it's like in Wilmette. That's about right. But I think it's going to be a little bit warmer for you. And I know that one of the reasons that you're still in Los Angeles is because you had meetings and were getting some of the pages for another film that's in the works, which is, I know so many people are excited, and I'm so thrilled that you guys are doing this. Tell us a little bit about the next project that you're working on.
Well, I think it's going to be next. It probably will be Eddie Murphy had always said, I will never do a sequel to Coming to America. I love the movie as it is. I don't want to touch it. And then there came a time when it was too long. No, you've waited too long, guys. I mean, we're so old now, we can do the barbers without makeup.
Not true. Oh, I love that scene.
So it presents that kind of question. But recently, when he starts seeing so many things on the internet, through social media, can see so much. Beyonce giving a Coming to America party, or a restaurant in New York on Halloween changing the building to McDonald's.
Yep.
And decorating the building to become something else and serving a sexual chocolate shake.
Yes.
Long story short, he went and took a meeting with Paramount, and they were still interested in a sequel. And he says, I think I want to try it. And they hired this brilliant writer who penned Black-ish on ABC. He also is the successful writer of last year's comedy hit Girls Trip with Queen Latifah and Tiffany Haddish and everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So he's a wonderful, funny writer. And I just saw that some of the pages are ready. So I got a meeting tomorrow at Paramount. And then I'm actually I'm going to try to bring the pages with me. So if you want to sit and act out the barbershop in Coming to America 2.
Oh, yeah.
Hook up with you.
I'm going to have to do that. Yes, please. And I do think that it has not been too long. Here's the thing. It might have been too long halfway through, you know, like 10 years ago. But now you see what's happening. You see how hungry people are for Roseanne, for Full House, for all these things that were such big hits in the 80s. I think it's absolutely the perfect time. It's exactly the right time.
And I also think that Zamunda is about a mile and a half from Wakanda, where the Black Panther's from.
I think so too. I'm pretty sure they stole those accents from you guys, not for nothing.
But coming to America, we'll just build a McDowell's. That'll be the sequel. We'll go to build a McDowell's with Louis Anderson in Wakanda.
Yes. Okay, now we need to make that happen. I don't know where he is on the script yet. I don't know how far he is into the treatment, but I think we need to make that happen.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool. But I'm gonna actually they're gonna messenger me script. I'm gonna look at it and I'm gonna call you and tell you what I think. This guy is such a genius. I'm so excited.
I'm excited. Well, we're all excited that you are coming to Chicago. And by the way, Arsenio, I mean, I know that you probably, after you're done with the show, you know, like, I'm just going to go to my hotel. If you feel like coming downtown, we'll be on the air. I'm on the air till 2 a.m. So if you, so you can say, tell Zanies, hey, get me a car. I'm going to do WGN Radio. Our door's
so
open
you're
for
on
you.
Until 2 a.m. even Friday night?
Yes, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. So if you feel like, hey, I still got energy, because I know we don't wind down after shows. So if you still got something to say, we'd love to have you come downtown. I'm just putting it out there. But
you know how show business is. You're wired up.
Yes.
And you have to – I'll either have to come see you to chill out or go to White Castle. That's what I used to do.
Yes. Yeah, there. Well, there's some great – you have some great late night choices in Chicago. So if you – in White Castle, of course, amongst them. But everyone – you know, you can go see Arsenio. I think the first show might be tight, but I think they still got some tickets for the second shows, both Friday and Saturday night. Again, that's Zanies in Rosemont. Go to zanies.com for ticket information. And the show tomorrow is at 8, and I think you have a 7:30 on Saturday for the first show. And you can get all the information is there. And Arsenio, you've got to have a great Twitter following. What's your Twitter handle?
Oh, yeah, Arsenio Hall on Twitter, Arsenio Hall on Instagram, Arsenio Hall on Facebook, and I'm Arsenio Ball on, no more platforms, I think. I have a MySpace. I still have a MySpace.
Do you really? I think I do, too. I never shut that down. I probably should take care of that.
I have MySpace, and I actually used a picture of one of the barbers. So, because anybody using MySpace is probably 112 years old.
Arsenio, I adore you. Have a wonderful weekend in Chicago. I hope that you bring the warm weather with you, but you always bring so much warmth with you. So thank you so much for everything.
Thanks for letting me slide in here. Thanks for letting me talk to this very hip late night crowd of yours.
Well, it's the same crowd that you had. You know how they are. They're the best.
I love them.
Love you. Have a great trip, and we will talk to you again soon.
Okay, one quote from Coming to America 1.
Yes.
If loving Patty is wrong, I don't want to be right. That's the way it was supposed to have been read.
Michael, that is the we're going to use that for our promo from now on. We're going to get that last thing. We're going to play that for our opening on our show from the one and only Arsenio Hall. Get your tickets at zanies.com. Be well, my friend.
Peace. Love you.
More after this on 720 WGN.